Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit fresh record highs today. On the surface, it looks like a fantastic day for the bulls.
It does, but that's a bit of a mirage. When you look under the hood, it was a very different story. This was a mega cap driven rally, plain and simple.
So not as strong as the headlines suggest?
Not at all. Breadth was actually negative, with decliners outnumbering advancers by almost 2-1. The small caps in the Russell 2000 and the mid caps both lost ground. This tells you the rally is incredibly narrow. It's all about a handful of giant stocks pulling the weight.
And it seems like that strength was concentrated in just a couple of sectors. Where was the money flowing?
Exactly. The big story continues to be AI. Alphabet came out with a strong earnings beat and, more importantly, raised its capital spending by $10 billion, all earmarked for AI development. That, plus some executive orders from the White House to boost the AI industry, really lit a fire under the technology and communication services sectors.
I see. So the AI theme is still very much in play.
It is, but even within tech, there's a split. The chipmakers, for example, were pretty sluggish. The PHLX semiconductor index barely gained and is still down for the week. So it's not a rising tide lifting all boats.
What about the other side of the coin? Which sectors got hit the hardest?
The consumer discretionary space took a beating, down over 1%. And that was largely due to two big names, Tesla and Chipotle.
Right, I saw Tesla was down over 8%. What happened there?
The earnings were just in line, but revenues and deliveries were down year over year. The real damage came from Elon Musk's comments, warning of a few rough quarters ahead. He cited expiring EV tax credits as a major headwind. That spooked the market.
And Chipotle, down over 13%. That's a massive drop.
A huge drop. They missed on revenue and issued flat guidance for comparable sales. The big problem for them, I think, is a lack of a value menu. When consumers are feeling pinched, they gravitate towards a McDonald's or a Wendy's. Chipotle's higher price point is becoming a real liability. Investors are hoping new leadership can spark a turnaround.
It really sounds like a tale of two markets. Driven entirely by earnings.
It is, and the economic data we got today just adds to the confusion. We saw manufacturing PMI slip back into contraction, which is a warning sign, but at the same time, the services PMI accelerated, showing strength.
What about the labor market?
Same mixed picture. Initial jobless claims are still very low, which is good, but continuing claims are elevated. That suggests that if you do get laid off, it's getting harder to find a new job. There's no clear single narrative, which is why the market feels so cautious and choppy.
Okay, so with this backdrop of a narrow rally and mixed data, how should traders be positioning themselves? What's on your watch list for tomorrow?
I'm splitting my focus between continuation plays and anticipation setups. You want to stick with what's working, but also get ready for what might work next.
Let's start with the continuation plays. What has momentum right now?
I'm looking at UUUU in the clean energy sector. It's got heavy volume and is consolidating right near its highs. A clean break over the $10 mark could really get it moving. Another one is AutoZone, ticker AZO. It's just a steady performer that's showing real relative strength in a choppy market.
Got it. And for the anticipation setups? The ones that are coiling for a move?
For those, I really like the look of Adobe, ticker ADBE. It's been building a solid base, putting in a series of higher lows. It looks ready to challenge that 375.50 resistance level, and a break there could be the trigger for the next leg up.
Any other anticipation plays catching your eye?
Definitely. Regeneron, REGN, in the biotech space. It's another one that's just consolidating beautifully at a high level, absorbing supply. It looks poised for a run at 575, but I'm also watching some names that might need a little more time to develop.
Interesting. Like what?
A name like Krispy Kreme, ticker DNUT. It's been quiet, but it saw a nice little spike in volume into the close today, and it finished near the high of its range. That tells me some buyers are starting to nibble. It might be a day or two early, but it's on the radar for a potential pop.
Excellent. Before we wrap, let's talk about the key levels for the major indices. What are the lines in the sand for the S&P 500?
For the SPY, that 634 level is critical support. We've seen it bounce from there a few times recently. To the upside, the resistance zone is between 635.50 and 636. We need to clear that to see any real conviction.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, support is right around 565. The ceiling to watch is 566.20. Whichever way we break from that range will likely set the tone for the next few sessions.
Great analysis. So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
Be tactical and be cautious. This is not a buy everything market. The leadership is razor thin. Stick with names showing proven earnings and relative strength. Respect those key index levels we just talked about, and don't be afraid to look at defensive plays. It's a trader's market, not a set-it-and-forget-it environment.
Fantastic insights. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow. Trade smart, everyone.